You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Lockhaven. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. Today, Lockhaven University student Julia Snyder talks with her grandmother, Mary George, about George's fond memories of her grandparents who immigrated from the Czech Republic.
Can you tell me about your Czech grandparents?
They came over the ocean in a big ocean liner in steerage in the late 1880s. They were offloaded at Ellis Island. They saw the Statue of Liberty when they came in. They were there for quite a long time because doctors checked every single person that came, identities, immunizations. If they were sick, they were treated. Then they were questioned about what their income was. My grandfather was an educated man. He had been to university, but he really didn't have a lot of income. My grandfather settled to Chicago, Illinois, and he worked at a slaughterhouse, and he learned cutting up meat and meat packing and everything that goes with it. They were frugal and they saved their money, and then he came to the eastern shore of Maryland and was able to get a hold of 100 acres of good arable land, which he farmed.
Do you remember what your grandparents looked like?
Yes, my grandfather was a tall, very straight-backed man, beautiful blue eyes, and he just looked like a farmer all the time. His name was Rudolph, but we called him Dedichek, which is Czech for grandfather. My grandmother was only about 4'8", and as we aged and grew, we were towering over her, and when we would come to visit, we would stand in front of the mirror, and Baba would say, "See how you're growing?" We could hold out our arm, and she could stand under our raised arms. She was so tiny, but we adored her. We just loved her so much.
What's your fondest memory of your grandparents?
Eating the food my grandmother cooked. We loved her food. She made a soft dumpling, which she called kolakjes, and she filled them with a stewed prunes, and the dough was kind of sweet. And then when we ate them, she gave us a sweet sauce to put over them. And that was really a treat. You couldn't buy it in a store anyplace. Just so good.
Can you tell me about what it was like in Maryland when you were growing up?
When the war was over, there were a lot of immigrants coming in from Europe. Mm-hmm. When we were in high school, our town agreed to take a lot of refugees from Yugoslavia. Each family was assigned so many young people to work with. Our family had two sisters, and we had to help them to learn English. They learned more about our Constitution and our guidelines than we knew, because they had to learn all that before they could take the test to become naturalized citizens. My grandparents had to do that too. And my grandfather used to ask me what such and such amendment was, and in our ignorance we didn't know because we weren't taught that in school. And I think that's a shame that we don't know as much about our heritage as some of the people who come here and immigrate and learn the way they should.
Thank you for doing this interview with me.
Thank you for asking me. It was a pleasure and an honor.
Lockhaven University student Julia Snyder talks with her grandmother, Mary George. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.